Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. We hope you had a great weekend. We kick off another week. It is Monday morning. It is Cinco de Mayo. It is 6:07. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim Richards.
Foggy start to the day. What about the west side into downtown? Foggy?
Oh, my gosh. It was a thick, foggy mess.
Yeah, we had fog on the east side, too, driving in from Menor. Dense fog this morning. It could take hours to clear out, so expect that during your morning commute. If you're driving around, you have figured that out by now. Temperatures in the 60s and even low 70s inland. Oh, that's weird. Another chance of showers this afternoon.
You've got to be kidding me. Weekend. This weather, we had an entire baseball tournament canceled this weekend. No games played. I mean, it was just a constant sloppy mess. Terrible.
How can it be this constant miz for 48 plus hours where it is just gray and it just constantly rained the entire time?
The entire time.
During our weekend when a lot of us are off or have things to do or whatever.
Do that during the week, please.
What is happening the
entire
time?
Spring is arguably the worst season. And I mean, I think you and I might.
Oh, wait. Say that again. Say that again.
Spring is the worst season.
We have argued about that for years on the show. I said I could 100% push back that if spring isn't the worst season because winter is there, it is 1B because you can't get outside.
Terrible.
It's a sloppy mess. The kids can't. There are days here and there, but in the winter, there's days here and there. You can play in the snow or something.
The rain's a mess. It's awful. Let's wrap this up.
And as soon as it gets like decently dry, you have to mow because the yard is 9 inches tall. You have to do that, and trying to push your mower through the yard where you're just bag after bag, it is the worst.
It is a thick, plush grass in the neighborhood.
It is beautiful, though. Everybody's grass.
Very green and lovely.
Positive takeaway. I mean, all of our yards look like we're at the Masters.
Right.
It is beautiful.
Yes.
There's only one silver lining. That's it.
What?
It's this. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope.
Weird, we're playing again. He's dead. He's a guy. He's in an envelope. That's it. That's all you get.
Today could be the day. Starting off a brand new week. What is your guess? Get us off on the right foot. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning, it's Uber Ken.
Uber Ken, what's up, buddy?
I got a guess.
What's your guess?
Gene Wilder.
Oh, I don't think we've had that guess. It's not him, though.
Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Just like the weather, up and down.
Ooh, I thought you were going to say foggy because you drank last night.
Oh, my gosh.
I was going to take a guess. I know. Gina of Menor sent us a DM. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, and asked if we could repeat the today's get dead guy in an envelope guess.
What did you say?
No. It's Star 102.
Well, come on.
I'm kidding. Because the ambient noise of Uber Kent. It was Gene Wilder was today's guess.
And that is
not
correct.
It was not Gene Wilder. So there you go, Gene. And I DM'd her back. I said, yes, I'm just kidding.
Oh, so you did tell her.
I did tell her.
Oh, okay, good.
It's the same playing field. I understand. It was a lot of ambient noise. It's Uber Ken. He's driving around. He's picking people up, dropping people off, trying to get in on the game. Because everybody, early morning crew, loves the game. I get it. So that's today's guess. But it'll continue tomorrow morning. No winner today. I know. Big surprise.
How fun.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. It is Monday morning. But coming up next, we have Stevie on the socials.
I think I have to blame Jen for today's topic.
Oh,
I don't
boy.
Know what you did, but I feel like it has to be because of you.
Don't put a correcting to that.
Well, anytime she says blame Jen, I'm just...
You're into it.
Yeah.
Well, there's an item that's all over my TikTok. It's going viral, at least on my feed. But there is no reason for me to be getting targeted this product.
Oh.
And I think my phone was listening to you, not me. So now my entire page is flooded with this product that just came out on May 1st.
Oh, I'm excited. I don't even know what this is.
I cannot wait to find out. We'll all find out together.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
So I'm blaming Jen for today's topic because every time I opened up the TikTok app this weekend, it's been flooded with boys' baseball content. Oh. Moms posting about their sons and baseball. I mean, there's no reason for me to be on moms talking about boys playing baseball other than Jen. I think
Jen
was listening to you on Friday. Well, giving your breakdown.
Yeah,
well, our field report. That was it. We have taken a deep dive over the last
seven days. What's curious about that is I get none of that content, and you are.
I hope you start getting it, because actually what I'm going to talk about today is a product that was actually just launched on May 1st that these boys are going crazy for, and I'm wondering if you've heard of it.
Ooh, what is
it? And if they're listening, I hope they don't want it now because it's expensive.
Boy.
But here's how it started. So there was a video that showed up on my feed. It was going viral for, I guess, maybe someone like you. This is who this video should have been targeted towards, with the caption saying, quote, "Everyone who says girls are so much more expensive than boys clearly doesn't have a son who's into baseball." And it showed like these shorts that are apparently really popular. I don't know if your kids want them, but they're these ice cream shorts. Learned all about them.
Just got them for Easter. Yes, the boys just got them.
Yes, the ice cream, and they have the mint chocolate chip, the pink, the blue, and they're $50 each.
Yes, they are.
For these mesh shorts.
Correct. And then there's the pencil ones as well.
Yes.
That look like a pencil. They don't let, now, I will say, it's that BL101 is the brand, right?
Yeah, and the baseball lifestyle.
And the baseball, yes, right. And they, yes, they do, I swear.
I'm real into it now. I learned all about it. I took a deep dive because I was just curious.
Are you going to get the ice cream shorts now, Stevie?
No.
Now, my boys ended up getting like the paisley one. They didn't want the actual ice cream. But they have a whole line of those. They have like the book bags and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just at the fancy new Dick's store that moved to Amon. And they have it there.
Because it's been so popular online that they started carrying it. There's a $50 mesh shorts. It's crazy.
It's crazy.
But the main thing people were talking about was this new bat that came out on May 1st.
That, oh, God.
Like, these parents were in raffles trying to get.
Well, let's get into that next.
No.
Let's get into this bat.
Boys, if you're awake, go back to bed.
Definitely stick around.
Stop
three
listening.
And a half minutes away. This is a bat that you absolutely need. Make sure they are listening and tell mommy that you need this next. Continuing on with Stevie on the socials on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. You were starting with the ice cream collection and the shorts and how it ended up in your feed. We blame Jen Tui because she was talking about youth baseball for the last week or so. So that's kind of where we're at if you're just joining us.
Yeah, and then on May 1st, there's this bat that just launched. And my entire feed was people talking about it. These parents were like in raffles trying to get it because it was like $50 cheaper if you won the raffle. And then it went to like a Dick's Sporting Goods, like any type of store. Like any retailer, it was $500 for this bat. A $500 bat for
worth it, right, Max and Noah?
Stop.
Worth it. You should probably
eat that right now.
What's the brand of this bat?
It's a really cool bat. It's called the Dub by Easton.
Oh, God.
So if any of you have heard of the Dub, let me know because this bat.
Please call us. Right. Please call us 216-343-1021.
These kids must be really into colors because it is pink and yellow.
Yes.
Just like the baseball shorts are bright pink.
$500? Oh my gosh. Why is this so expensive?
Jen,
so
if you love your boys, you have to buy them this bat.
No.
The Easton, the Dove, $499.99 right now. That
I
is
see
a,
that.
They see you coming. That is a nice bat.
I watch
pink
all.
Grip and it
first
fades into yellow and orange and the pink and then it ends with a white.
If I were a crazy person that went to buy this right now, I have no bat drop minus 10, 5, 8. I literally wouldn't even know which one to buy.
You gotta make sure you get the one that they need for their league.
Yeah, I have no idea.
But I watched a video of someone like being like, let's test this out. Is it just hype that the kids want this? And they were hitting it and this ball was going flying. It sounded great. And they're like, this is an excellent bat. So it seems to have good reviews.
Why though? Like, is it the fabric, not the fabric, like the material of it or something?
Zoli and Tyler. They could care less about baseball. I was never in that world. Izzy played T-ball for about a year, and she cared about as much as nobody. So I am not in this world. I've never been in this world, other than playing literally when I was Little League, and I stunk at baseball anyway. Please let us know. Also, I would like to know what bat drop is. Is that like the width of the barrel down to the handle, like the drop? I don't know. I have no idea.
I feel like I should know this.
Just a little.
I do not
baseball.
Know it.
You should know it. You've been to so many baseball games.
I know. Oh, you're that's cute. You think I pay attention to the game.
That was really good.
Well, what kind of bat do they have? No,
that's also a great question.
That's actually Trump Tui question number 5. Please, you're closer than I am to Jen. Please add to cart Easton the Dub.
Do
quantity
not.
2, just add it to cart.
No.
Baseball, just anybody that can give us like a quick synopsis, like 90 seconds or something. Sporty Jen continues the Dub on Star 102. Of course, we have a baseball expert listening to the show. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's Terry Francona. I'm kidding. I don't know who he is.
Wow. It's amazing. Welcome.
calling from Cincinnati. Please help us out.
So I happen to be a manager at said sporting goods establishment.
Oh, nice.
And so just to start the drop, if you have a 32-inch bat and it's 22 inches or 22 ounces, it's the drop 10. So it's the difference between the inches and the ounces.
Okay. That's easy math.
Difference between the inches and the ounces.
The Dub actually is a phenomenal bat. I just saw it for the first time a week ago. But there's something, we have something called the Bat Lab.
Oh.
And it's like this QR code you can scan, and it compares and contrasts all the different bats.
Bat Lab.
I saw the bat in person over the weekend.
Did you?
I went to the new Dixon Avon to see it,
okay.
And I saw it, and I was like, this is a beautiful bat. I get why the kids want it.
The Dub.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
I was wondering why I'm getting all these notifications. Now I know. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. That's coming up at 8:05. It has to do with our photo shoot.
Yeah. There's an update. I took some footage during the photo shoot.
Yeah,
and then
did.
You posted
it.
Yeah. Yeah. You did great. You came through. You followed. It's a great update. Do you like the video I made?
No.
Why?
I don't like the video.
Why?
All these comments coming in.
Well.
Look like an idiot.
You didn't. First of all, you do this yourself.
I didn't know the cameras were rolling.
Well, it's a fun video.
A lot of
see it on social. It's on Facebook. It's on Instagram. If you search Jen and Tim Show, looking swole. Watch it all the way to the end.
Don't.
Do.
I mean, if you're having a bad Monday and it's 7:10, I guess makes sense.
Yeah, it's worth it. It's funny.
So, Mother's Day is 6 days away. You have to pamper mom. And this actually came out of a Stevie on the socials. That's something we do every weekday. Producer Stevie does a great job. Things that she sees usually on TikTok, things that are trending, things that are important, things that, you should be tapped in on that you should know about, like a $500 baseball bat that the kids probably want.
I don't know that you need to be tapped
the
in
dub.
On that.
Right, Max and Noah?
Stop.
Right?
Stop saying that
each
to them.
Probably should
they
have
don't
one.
Need it. They don't need it. They're good.
Each should have one. But Jessica recently shared about some rules, specifically one rule for gifts for Mother's Day that we should pay attention to. That is a big, big deal. What is that rule? Agree or disagree? That's next on Star 102. So this is a major Mother's Day buying rule that you want to follow. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Producer Stevie, give it to us.
My mom has always had the same Mother's Day gift rule for as long as I can remember. If it's used for cleaning, decorating, cooking, or maintaining the house, it's not a Mother's Day gift because everyone in the family can benefit from it. She says mothers need to set the bar higher and, quote, this holiday is about recognizing the effort we put in all year long. We deserve to ask for things that are specially meant for us, end quote. So a lot of moms in the comments were agreeing, but some disagreed. So here are some comments and their perspective. Someone said they kind of disagree. If it makes my life easier, I want it. I got a steam cleaner and I loved it. Someone else said they also disagree and said, give me anything for my kitchen and I'm delighted. But other people commented saying, yes, all they want is their nails done or something for them to enjoy. Or someone said, this is my rule for Mother's Day, birthday, Christmas. If it's needed for the house, it's not a gift. My rule has to be, it has to be something I can wear. Jewelry, clothes, shoes, and then no cooking or cleaning all day.
That I also read a study where it was like 60% of women said all they want is a nap for Mother's Day, you know? And I mean, really, it's your personal preference. 1 year for my birthday, I asked for a Dyson vacuum, a Dyson stick vacuum, which sounds crazy, but I loved it. It was the greatest gift. I use it all the time. But I could totally see how that mom is saying, you know what? No. If other people benefit from it, this is the gift. This is not the gift for me, you know, for Mother's Day. But I think if it's something you want, you just ask for that.
Moms, we need to hear from you. Star 102, good morning.
I just have a comment about Mother's Day.
If it's something used for cleaning, decorating, or maintaining the house, is it a Mother's Day present? That's what we're talking about.
I think if the mom wants it, the mom wants it. That's what she should get. But I have to add, why is Mother's Day in May? It's May-summer. We have no time to do anything special. We have lacrosse tournaments and prom and graduation. We get the busiest months of the year.
Which month should it be in?
Like June. Let's flip-flop with Father's Day.
Let's move it to June.
Oh, that's a great point. You're right, because Father's Day falls, and it's kind of like you have a nice free weekend.
Oh,
that you're
grilling
not doing
out on
anything.
Father's
yeah.
Day. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We're shirtless. We're mowing the yard.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That is a really valid point.
Yeah, school's over. It's not the craziness of May. It's insane.
So we're going to move Mother's Day. Mom should get what they want. This is a great call.
Yeah, let's flip-flop.
Yep, I'm all for it.
Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
So once again, we're talking about it. If it's something used for cleaning, decorating, or maintaining the house, is it a Mother's Day present?
If the mother wants it, yes. But someone like me, I get something for the house and I get something for me.
Oh, what, you get one of each?
Yeah.
You're smart. So what are you getting this year?
I'm not sure, but I know the only thing I know is he bought me a gift certificate for my nails.
Can I throw a scenario at you and also Jen? Oh. Let's say that my wife did not ask for a vacuum, but I know that our vacuum cleaner is just absolute trash. So I decided to go out and buy a new vacuum. Once again, she did not ask for that. That's a bad look, isn't it?
Don't get her a vacuum. Not if she's not asking for it.
Get her a vacuum.
So she has to ask for one of these items to get the item,
correct.
Right?
Correct. Yeah.
Otherwise, it's a bad look?
I think it's a bad look.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Because if she asks for it, she wants it. Otherwise, she might not be happy because she's thinking she wants something for herself this year.
Yeah. That's why I kept the receipt. Thank you very much. Kind of dreading this, to be perfectly honest with you.
Why? It's so fun.
Hold on. Let me get this.
What?
All right. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
This is never good. Jen just said, I'm going to post that video. Are you sure you're okay with it? So I don't know what's happened on the Jen and Tim Show socials, but
it's about to get interesting up in here.
Over 2,000 views already, and it's only just after 8 o'clock. Picture Day drama continues next on Star 102. I felt like we almost need to reset before we can move forward on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite.
We had show photos on Friday after the show, and we knew about it for weeks, and we coordinated
You and Stevie.
No. All three of us. We talked about wearing neutrals, blacks, whites, tans, so that, I mean, it wasn't like everybody wear a black shirt or everybody, it was just these, this is the general color scheme we'll go with, so that we'll look somewhat cohesive in these photos. They're going to use, you know, headshots on the website, they're going to use photos of the three of us together, blah, blah, blah. So we show up Friday morning for it, and we confirmed this, by the way, Thursday, in a verbal conversation, the three of us in studio, we show up for work Friday morning. Stevie, lovely black button down, tan on the foot, tan underneath. I'm in a tan and black. We've followed it. You show up in a bright blue shirt, button down, with a little slit in the middle. To, you know, show off a little extra.
It's European. It's a European cut. Thank you. So
I don't think that's it.
There's almost 20,000 views on that picture, and not maybe because of the blue, but because of the opening of my shirt. People are just ripping me to shreds. You can read that on Jen and Tim Show and all the socials. So that's where we left it. Literally, there's 19,329 views on that picture of me and of you matching, looking, both of you looking great. Me in the wrong color with a slit in my shirt open because I have my arms around you.
Yes.
Everybody's like, Tim, you're fat. Wear a shirt that fits.
That's nobody
yes,
said
they,
you're
yeah,
fat.
That's what they said in the
shirt. Who said you're fat?
Tim, wear a shirt that fits. I had DMs from friends. They're like, Tim, bro, get a shirt that fits.
First of all, that shirt did.
Fat
let's
boy?
Clap. Nobody said that. You, let's be clear. That shirt fit you just fine. It is because of the way you're standing. And look, were there other options of photos I could have posted? Sure. Did I pick that one on purpose? Yes. Sorry.
So
people liked it.
we'll fast forward that a little bit to, you know, the, as you mentioned, that was during the show. So I had, I mean, I clearly had to get a different shirt.
You had to get a different shirt. Did you deliver on your different shirt? Well, there is something new posted on our social media pages.
Yeah, there is an update to this. We will get to that. And the comments and, I don't know, almost 3,000 views already on that. This is not good, but it's next. We continue on. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. I wore the wrong shirt. We have new pictures for the website. They'll be uploaded in the next couple of weeks or whatever. You and Stevie matched. I didn't. I wore a blue shirt. The photos were to take place at 11 o'clock in the morning. Our show ends at 10. I had to drive to Manor, get a shirt. Okay, Brooke, thank you for calling me out. Numerous shirts because I had to make sure they were right. I have, you can see in the video, they're in the hangers in the background. I had to get a shirt that matches and then ended up back to the Halley building just in time for the photo shoot.
Yes, and you did well. And oh, by the way, Loretta, fresh comment, literally just came in. Tim looks great, slender and handsome. He now coordinates you, Rebel. Loretta likes your photos. Listen, if you watch the video, we took some photos of the photos happening in short little snippets. You can see Tim. I mean, you really did ham it up for the camera. You did great. You worked the camera. They asked you to work the camera. You did.
I do what was asked of me. Exactly.
You did. I mean, more so than Stevie and I think. It's great. It's awesome. It's funny. Watch it. And then the end of the video, which I did want to get your approval before I posted it, kind of, where you made a comment, kind of, you know, when we take videos, sometimes we know we're going to edit them. So occasionally we'll make a funny comment or whatever. And we know they'll be cut out.
Your comments don't get in. Mine gets in.
Well, that's because I edit the videos. Whatever. You play smooth sip to the lip, and I hate the timer every day.
So that means coming up next.
It's about to get interesting up in here.
Don't!
It is.
I hate you. You didn't need to grab that.
It's the reason you'll want to watch all the way to the end. Behind-the-scenes footage posted at Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. We'll share that over to Star 102 on all the socials, too, from our pictures. Do you remember the gentleman's name that did the pictures? Because he was great.
Oh,
not to put you on the spot. I just don't.
Was it Mark, or am I making that?
You could say it, and I wouldn't know. He was just fantastic. I just wanted to give him a shout-out. He did them before. Mm-hmm. And we were playing around. You know, you're trying to do different poses. I look the same in all the pictures. We're having fun behind the scenes, and we posted the video. So thanks for the comments. Most of them are good. Some of them ripped me, but that's fine.
Yes, they did. And I do have a slight concern about some of the poses they made us do, but it was more you like laying on the floor and then we had to like gather around you. It'll be interesting when the actual photos get posted. But the best part is this behind the scenes video, and I did edit it down, and there was a part where we were in studio. I should have grabbed the audio clip of what you said. You were just commenting on yourself and how swole you look. And Stevie's face. Which is that you have to watch this video. And I mean, it's like a minute long. It's on our social media pages. My favorite part of this entire thing is the very last 2 seconds when the camera pans to Stevie's face. And she's just like, what?
I don't even think I knew it was rolling.
You were,
I was like, I mean, flexing to the camera, like kidding around. And Stevie,
funny.
I thought was going to vomit. And it's all on camera. It's all on the video at the end of the video.
It is wonderful. It is worth a watch.
Yeah. So. Clearly I'm not, but it's funny. It's everywhere. Thank you for the video. Thank you for checking it out. It is clearly a thing. And then, as I mentioned, the next week, two or three, we'll have those updated photos for the website, because when's the last time we had updated photos? It's been a minute.
It's been a long time.
So those will be
up
there.
But we will have them if we like them. We'll see.
Correct. If not, it'll be a reshoot.
Can we do that?
I'm not
selfies
getting into that.
In the studio.
My pictures are fine. I look the same and everything. I don't care.
Real quick, and I know we're going to get to three things here in 1 second. When they told us we're going to do group photos and then we're going to do individuals. And I happened to miss the last time. Tim and Stevie just had to do them because I was on vacation. So Tim looked at me before we went over there, and he's like, listen, last time, I'm not going to lie to you, Jen. It was really simple last time because you weren't there.
Yeah.
And then you said, listen, it's Friday. If you don't mind. Do you care if Stevie and I just do ours first so we get out of there quicker?
I've been through this before. I've known you a long time. We used to take pictures all over the time. We still do. And I understand. And you pay more attention than I do. And you have hair and glasses and bracelets and necklace and this. And I am just like, I keep my hair short. I'm just basic. So I look the same in just about every picture, so I don't really care. It doesn't really matter. And there's different poses. There's hair in your face. There's maybe your necklace is off. So I understand that. It's just time consuming.
Listen.
And then here's another fail. Oh, I wish I had more time. Here's another fail.
Is, who was the problem on Friday? It was not me.
There's no problem. I can't. Actually.
I'm just
60
saying.
Seconds. I actually did your job for you.
Excuse me.
Tim, I have all these poses ready to go. It won't take forever. I'm ready to go. We get there. You have nothing prepared. It's all on my phone upstairs or whatever. I thought it was just, you were just going to knock out these poses and you brought no pose.
Let's
do back to back, which was dumb because I'm just trying to go off the
cup. I forgot we did that.
You said you have all of these poses and then we went there and you didn't do anything.
This just further proves you only half listened. I watched a bunch of TikTok videos and saved a bunch of poses last night.
That's basically what I just said.
I didn't say I remembered them.
You saved a bunch of them to use.
I did. Yeah, I did.
Keep it shorter and
it
you
was
didn't
like
have them.
The first step of the research and then I never followed through. So, I mean, I saved the poses, but then I didn't remember how to do them. I mean, I screwed off, that's for sure, but I just didn't.
I
was not that much. Of all the photo shoots we've done, was that not the simplest?
I mean, I don't know what I'm supposed to do here. This is like.
You're going
to
say no.
This is like being asked as a husband of what, like, I'm in a corner. What am I supposed to say? Yes. But then that's a lie. So I don't know what I'm supposed to say here.
You think I was the problem on Friday?
No, that's another question. See, this is
how
you turn it.
This is.
Was it the shortest of them? That's a different question than was I a problem? You were not a problem. Was it the shortest? No. Those are two different questions.
What was the shortest? That did not take long.
Stay tuned.
That did not take long on Friday.
Because there was a 15-minute limit and the fan guys had to get their pictures, so it couldn't be.
Exactly. I'm just saying it went fine.
We just left.
We are 21 days away. You know what? I'm doing this story just because I know you hate it. 21 days away from the official start of summer. And if you plan to travel for Memorial Day and you want to avoid the chaos.
Anything to get people to tune out.
We've got. Why do I sound like an old smoker? What was that laugh? Listen, just because you're
anything
not traveling.
Anything to get people to
that's
tune out.
Not. Okay. We've got you covered.
It's about to get interesting
Stop!
Up in here.
49 degrees in Medina today, Star City. Here are the three things you need to know today. Pacers beat the Cavs last night. It was game one, 121-112. Game two tomorrow night, Rocket Arena, 7 o'clock. Met Gala happening tonight. A-list museum fundraiser chaired by Anna Wintour that costs $75,000 a ticket. Co-chairs this year include Pharrell Williams and LeBron James as an honorary co-chair. The unofficial start of summer quickly approaching, Tim. Memorial Day just 21 days away. If you plan to travel, know it's going to be significantly busy at the airport. Friday and Sunday of that weekend will be the worst. An expected 2.69 million passengers will be taking flights.
Stay tuned for the grilling stats next week.
Can't wait. Don't you want to know
how many pounds of meat are hitting that grill?
That's right.
Ooh.
Okay.
Ah.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.